Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. So I went to see the new Amy Winehouse documentary the other night. It's called simply Amy. And the opening scene of the movie is a home movie. It's Amy and her friends celebrating somebody's birthday, and she's about 14 years old. Listen.
It's my 14th birthday evening and party.
Happy
birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, that voice, right? 14. And then at the end of the film as the credits roll, you can guess there's a ton of music for all the different songs in the movie. There's Rehab, there's Back to Black, there's dozens. But first, before all of them, credits and a copyright for what you just heard there. Credits for Happy Birthday to You. And that means that the film's producers had to pay somebody probably a lot of money to play that clip of Amy Winehouse singing to a friend when she was a kid. And that's true. And it's because the song is owned by a company called Warner Chappell Music, and they charge a lot of money for its public use. And sometimes it puts Hollywood writers in a tough position where they have to come up with creative alternatives to save some money.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
What day is today? It's Nibbler's birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Now we all get to sing Happy Birthday for free.
There's your medley of birthday songs from The Three Stooges, from Futurama, even Mr. Rogers, Stephen Colbert at the end, all specially designed, of course, to not have to pay anyone for singing Happy Birthday during a performance. But we might soon hear more of the real birthday song. Here's why. 2 years ago, a filmmaker named Jennifer Nelson filed a lawsuit against Warner Chappell about this copyright claim. And new evidence in the case suggests that she might be close to winning it. Mark Rifkin is her lawyer. He's lead counsel for the plaintiff. And he joins me now. Hi, Mark. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd. It's great to be here.
And it's great to have you. So I played Amy Winehouse at the top there. How much did the producers of that film probably have to pay Warner Chappell to play that clip of Amy Winehouse when she was 14?
Just a guess on my part, but I would assume it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $10,000, maybe more. We know that that our clients in the case paid between $1,500 and $3,000 for use of the song in much smaller settings. And we also know that in large theatrical productions, a Warner Chappell sometimes charges $100,000 or more to use the song.
So it's not a jingle writer or a composer in some dusty office near Broadway who wrote a ditty and got rich off of it. I mean, this is a big corporation. How did we get here to the point where Warner Chappell Music is charging either $1,500 or $5,000 or $100,000 for this song that we all sing over birthday cakes, you know, all the time?
That's a great question. Warner bought a company called Birchtree Group Limited in 1988. Birchtree Group claimed to own the copyright since 1935, and they claimed to have gotten it from two sisters who wrote a song called Good Morning to All, which has the same melody as Happy Birthday, but different words. And then in 1935, that company copyrighted some piano arrangements for that melody. And one of those piano arrangements included the Happy Birthday lyrics, which had for decades before then been in the public domain. But because of that copyright, Warner Chappell now says it owns the song.
Now, it's your argument that it was in the public domain long before that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, on the other hand, Mark Rifkin, you know, this goes back to maybe composers have to get paid for their work. They deserve to get paid for their work. And just because a song is ubiquitous in the culture and we think we all own it, doesn't mean we do.
No doubt. And I am a firm believer in the importance of copyright and a very strong supporter of the arts, which means that people who want to do something creative need to be allowed to do it and need to be compensated for it. But an artist also has the right to say his creative work belongs to the public. When Patty Hill, one of the sisters who wrote the original song, changed the words later, she decided that the public should have it because it was such an amusing little song. She was already being compensated for the song she wrote with her sister, Good Morning to All. And so this variation she gave to the public. And she said that several times. She never tried to protect her rights to Happy Birthday, although several times she tried to protect her rights to Good Morning to All. And so I think the evidence is clear here that she intended for this song, Happy Birthday, to belong to the public. And one thing you need to know, her original copyright for Good Morning to All expired in 1949. So that copyright has already come and gone. So all that's left are these lyrics, which were included in a piano arrangement that was written by somebody else, not Patti Smith Hill, and it had nothing to do with Happy Birthday to You.
And that's part of the new evidence that I mentioned just before, the new evidence that you've said means that this case should be decided in your favor. I guess a new piece of sheet music from 1922. Do I have it right?
Correct. We found a piece of sheet music that was authorized to be published in 1922, including both songs, Good Morning to All and Happy Birthday to You, without a copyright notice. And under the law as it existed in 1922, that publication has a consequence. It forfeits the copyright protection. And so by 1922, there's no question that Happy Birthday was in the public domain.
Your client is Jennifer Nelson. She's a filmmaker herself, in fact, making a film about the fact that this song is copyrighted. If she wins here, what does the victory mean for her?
Well, the victory means for her that she gets back the fee that she paid. But more importantly, the victory for her means that she will have been part of an effort to make the song public again, to give the song back to the public, to honor Patty Hill's wish that it be common property of the nation.
Mark Rifkin is lead counsel for the plaintiffs in the case to make Happy Birthday to You part of the public domain. He would say part of the public domain again. Mark Rifkin, I know you see this coming. You want to sing me a ditty of Good Morning to All? I know you do it around your office.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear children. Good morning to all. I'm no Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, no Amy Winehouse for sure, Mark Rifkin. Can we hear her one more time?
Happy birthday to you.